So returning back to the issue of implementation, what would you measure or look at if you wanted to track and make sure that you're providing the highest quality implementation? Based on the National Implementation Research Network, you can think of these outcomes as falling into three broad areas. The first is changes or evidence in the adult professional behavior, the behavior of the provider. So, what's the knowledge and skills of our providers and other key staff members within an organization or system? Are they actually doing what they said they were going to do? Do they have the skills and the knowledge to implement the particular intervention? When measuring implementation of an intervention by a provider, it's important to have some direct assessment of implementation. Self-report is unreliable. Instead, another person must have knowledge of the intervention and observe whether it was implemented as intended. Secondly, you also want to track organizational structures, both formal and informal. So, what are the values, mission statements, ethics, policies, procedures, and decision-making approaches that not only bring about but can sustain and support quality outcomes? Finally, a very important piece of tracking implementation for quality here is to look at the types of relationships that a provider and an agency or system has to its consumers. So, how are they involved? To what degree are families involved in decision-making? Who are the system's partners? You were provided handouts earlier in the semester that will assist in an assessment of family involvement. One of the areas that you might want to look at is how well we're doing in partnering with consumers to ensure that the values and beliefs of those children, adults, and families are taken into account in our service delivery. This type of measure and other kinds of rating scales, interviews, or focus groups can help in tracking the degree to which you're implementing your service in a way that's culturally responsive.